Well, I got this great lesson, life lesson the other day, and I wanted to pass it along to all of you. I was watching Oprah, and she was interviewing Tracy McMillan. She's an author, television writer, and relationship expert. Oprah asked her what life lesson had taken her the longest to learn. And her answer really resonated with me. And I think it's something that we all could benefit from hearing and begin to practice, especially those of us raising children with special needs. Tracy's answer to Oprah's question was compassion for myself. She said, "I used to be very hard on myself because I thought I was supposed to know things before it was possible to know them." And that statement really connected with me. I think as parents raising a child with special needs, we believe we are supposed to know things before it's possible to know them. And there is no definite way to confirm that we know anything at all. Only from our direct experience can we claim any knowledge about the world. I read that statement from farmanstreet.com, and that also really resonated. Our life is continually unfolding, and new things are always happening. And this is true for our children as well. So how do we learn or show compassion for ourselves? I think we also need to define the word compassion. Compassion is defined as a mixed passion. It is then compounded with love and sorrow. Compassion involves suffering in some way with another. Painful sympathy. So back to the real question, how do we learn or show compassion for ourselves? I think we can start by accepting a new normal for our life and be okay with writing a new story for our lives. Let go of the way we might have envisioned our life and our kids in our heads. Unfortunately, life doesn't work the way you want it to, and what you envision is not always reality, but that doesn't mean life is worthless. I say create a new story, one that will serve you and your family and your children better. Begin by being more compassionate with yourself. You can start by using these three practices we found and we adapted from Alison Abrams, from her article, Ways to Cultivate More Self-Compassion and Stop Being So Hard on Yourself. The first one is treat yourself as you would a small child or a good friend. You know, would you berate a small child or a friend that's hurting or did something wrong? Or would you provide kind words and a hug? Start treating yourself accordingly and be kind to yourself. You know, practice number two is practice mindfulness. When you get distraught and overwhelmed about how much and how far you might have to do or how far your child has to go or how you're never going to be able to do it, you know, catch yourself when you start beating yourself up with self-criticism. You know, saying things like, I'm a failure and I'm never going to be able to do this, I'm so overwhelmed, doesn't help the situation. Stop yourself and change your thoughts. Adopt a new attitude. I like to use two sayings. The first one is from Joyce Myers that says, I'm not where I need to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. I'm okay and I'm on my way. And the second one says it a little bit differently. It's from Maya Angelou, and you may have heard me say it before. Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. These quotes have really helped me over the years and also moved me into the third practice, which is remember that you are not alone. You and I are not alone. We are humans. And did you know there's over 7 million other humans raising a child with special needs and that are going through and experiencing this journey as well? And not one of us is perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's got the right answers all the time. I like the way psychotherapist and wellness coach Megan Bruneau put it. So many of us believe that we're broken or we're screwing up, when in actuality, we're all fumbling our way through this scriptless experience together. Scriptless is right. And when we recognize our shared humanity, we can begin to feel more connected to others with a sense that we're all in this together. Every day we are learning and growing and taking little steps and moving forward. It's about making progress, just like for our children. Starting today, learn to be kind to yourself and begin practicing compassion for yourself. When that self-criticism starts in your head, quickly change your attitude channel. Don't give up. You're making progress. I'm Shantae, founder of Parenting Special Needs Magazine. Thanks for watching and listening. And in case no one has told you today, you are doing a great job. Be good to you. Breathe in self-confidence and exhale self-assurance. You got this.